you're saying that to your fiance?
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Girl, this is nuts.
Yeah, I don't know about her.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. We are live in the studio today, and as you can see, I am sitting in Cosmo's chair today. We have no producer today. Well, that's a lie. I'm producing this episode today, but joining me today from the island of Hawaii, Oahu?
Oahu,
Hawaii? Yeah. We have Miss Crystal Kitten.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. Very happy to be here.
Yeah. How has your trip been so far? I know you're towards the tail end of it as you're sitting here right now.
It's been really busy, but great. And I have a long way to go, too. I'm going to be on the road for like 5 weeks. So,
wow. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, if you don't know, Crystal actually does tours across the country where she stops in like different states and different cities and does photo shoots and content creation as well. So she's going to be on the road for a long time. Does that make you like excited? Do you enjoy touring, or are you kind of like, I just want to be home right now?
I love it. I love connecting with everyone in the community, making new friends, making new connections. I mean, I also just love creation, but you know, sometimes it does get a little exhausting when you're on the road for that long.
Yeah, I was surprised when you told me that you're like going for that long. I was like, I can't even imagine like living out of a suitcase for that long. So good on you.
Thanks.
Well, speaking of not even being able to imagine things, one of my Delulus that like we talk about here on the show a lot is reading Reddit stories, because I love hearing other people's drama and like us trying to cosplay as if like, well, if I were in their shoes, what would I do? So today we're going to read some Reddit stories if you're down. Yeah.
So down.
Yeah, you're down.
Yeah, so down.
Okay.
I love drama too.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you create a little bit of drama in life?
I would say I try to avoid it, to be completely honest, but that's why I like dissecting other people's drama. It's because like I do my best to stay away from my own.
You know, I love to say that I do that, but sometimes I'm a bit of like a pot stirrer. Is that the correct?
Yes,
or a shit stirrer, I think is actually the term for it. But like, I ain't shit. You know, I just stir it.
But you are shit.
Oh, I'm the shit.
Yeah, the shit is what I meant to say.
Okay, I love that. Thank you. Yeah. Ooh, okay, this one might be interesting. I haven't pre-read any of these, so they'll either be really great or they might be awful. So
we will see.
Hear me out. The title of this one is, this is Best of Redditor Updates. Would I be the a-hole if I broke up with my fiance because she bought a house while I was away?
What?
Yeah. All right. What do we, first impression, if we're just going to like guess for the fun of it. Would they be the a-hole for buying a house?
It really depends on the context. It's like, how long have you been together? Did you talk about getting a house in the past? You know, that kind of thing. Like, or was it just like a random surprise?
Of course, but like, what's your gut reaction? Like, yeah. Hearing the title, if you had to pick right now, what would you pick?
I'd be like, communication question mark.
That's not a yes or a no. Oh. Honestly, I think they'd be the a-hole. Like, you're not allowed to buy stuff without me. Your fiance? Like, you gotta know they have some time.
Yeah, right. Yeah, probably the a-hole.
But that's just my gut reaction. So let's actually dive in and get some context.
Yeah, curious. Ooh.
For context, they start with, excellent. I am in the Navy and have just recently gone on deployment. Earlier this year, me and my fiance moved in together. We got a 2-bedroom unit that was part of a duplex. I pay all the rent for the unit and covered all the moving expenses and financed buying all the furniture and appliances we needed for moving in together. While all this was going on, I was also making preparations to go on deployment, such as setting up power of attorney, establishing joint bank accounts, and creating an emergency fund for while I was away. Okay, responsible man.
Very, very responsible.
I'm shook. Okay.
Providing.
Yeah.
100%.
I'm kind of surprised at how take charge this person is being.
Yeah.
So I'm here for it so far.
Really impressive.
So by the time I left for deployment, I was pretty low on liquid cash. Fast forward to a couple months with no contact. I pull in for the first time and start catching up with her. She tells me all kinds of stories about how the neighbors have been super annoying, how they don't take out the trash bin, how they have weird hours, how they're noisy at night, and how there are constantly new guests being invited over by the lady in the lower unit to spend the night.
Oof.
Right? This is apparently a buildup because a few days later, she informed me that she had just signed the final closing paperwork for a little townhouse.
Yeah. Oh. No.
Oh, I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
She's like, these are all the problems that you haven't experienced. And I also just signed for a new house for us both.
Yeah. No communication at all.
Which I don't really know a lot about deployment. And especially when it comes to the context of the story, it sounds like that's normal that you go completely no contact.
It depends on the mission.
Got it.
But sometimes if they're in a spot that has like no...
dangerous, yeah, or whatever, high stakes. Okay, that makes sense. All right. So I immediately had several questions, as you should, OP, as you should.
Many.
But not limited to, am I going to be paying rent for our little duplex and we live in this townhouse? House. I said house, very strange. Why didn't you talk to me about buying a new place? When are you going to move? Is there a mortgage on the new house? How much is the HOA? To which I was largely either ignored or told to mind my own business.
You're saying that to your fiance?
Whoa.
Whoa. That's crazy.
Girl, this is nuts.
Yeah, I don't know about her.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious. Did he sign away like power of attorney to her? Is that why she's so like...
being controlling?
Yeah.
Yeah, What is that?
That's wild.
It sounds really toxic, honestly.
Yeah, I'd be curious if, like, even the stories that she's talking about, like, the neighbors being loud.
Is it real? Noisy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Is it even real? Or is she just, like, making this all up and spending your money?
And they signed a lease? Yeah. You know? So he's liable for all of that payment.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, mind blown. Ugh. Literally.
Choices were made.
Choices were made.
Okay. This is interesting, though. He says, I've tried to be optimistic about this unexpected turn of events. Love that. However, this has become very frustrating for me. While I'm away, I can sometimes get email communication, and she did not even mention the home buying process once while I was out of contact.
Not even an email?
Not even an email?
Oh my God.
You couldn't even like at gmail.com your fiance and be like, hey, I bought a townhouse.
Or
like,
hey, I'm thinking about buying a townhouse.
Get nothing.
Your thoughts?
Ugh.
Wow. That's ridiculous.
Wild. Like I could, this is like a lot of audacity.
The most audacity.
Yeah.
The most.
I'm shook that somebody would feel so confident to just like, I'm going to just do this thing.
Yeah.
Without checking in. Mm-mm.
And without any previous conversations, that's like the main thing.
Yeah, exactly. Ugh, that's so wild.
It's so wild.
Let me see. I have never been too connected with her personal finances. You don't know her personal finances?
Why is she your...
Wait, connected though? As in like they're just not linked or like you just didn't ask?
Yeah.
I'd like to know on that. I'd like a little clarification on that. Because like you should know their finances if you're engaged. That
sounds like maybe they made some rash decisions.
Yeah. But although I know she doesn't have a mortgage, she refuses to tell me if the house was bought in her name or in her parents' name, how much of her money was used to buy the place or how much the place was, or if she used your money.
Right.
Like, he didn't clarify if he signed over power of attorney or, like, any of his banking info to her.
So we have no idea what she's actually, like, how she's getting this all done.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she's making money moves, though. Like, she's on it. But, like, don't tell him to mind his business.
No.
Your business is his business.
Seriously, you guys are going to get married?
Yeah. So bad.
She's
even suggested to me that she might not be comfortable having me live in the townhouse with her until we're married because it's embarrassing for her to live in the same house as a man she isn't married to.
What?
What is happening here?
What the heck?
Girl.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Definitely the a-hole.
Yeah,
You were right, 100%.
Just wait. There's more.
Oh, no. There's more.
It gets worse.
No.
So right now, well, I don't know if it gets worse, but there's a couple paragraphs, so I'm assuming it's not going any better, but we'll see.
Yeah.
So right now, I'm still paying rent for my duplex as a large allowance to her monthly so she can buy food. Oh, he sends her a monthly.
Okay, this man is a keeper. I don't know about her, but.
Yeah, control-alt-delete her.
Yeah.
But like the man, we're going to save you to the hard drive. We're going to keep you around the main hard drive.
Yeah.
A large allowance for her monthly so she can buy food and whatever. And now I have financed for a new oven and decorations for the new townhouse. The proposed plan right now is for me to get a deployment letter to try to take advantage of the Civil Service Members Relief Act to break my lease early, but she isn't even giving me a straight answer of if she will let me live with her in the new place. And when I try to press the subject, she gets overwhelmed and accuses me of not supporting her and not validating all the hard work she's doing to make the new place livable.
Not supporting her?
Conspiracy theory. I wonder if she cheated.
I think she cheated.
I think something else is going on here.
Yeah,
like, there's no way.
Yeah. She's hiding something bigger.
Like, why was she okay living with him when it was his name on the townhome? But then all of a sudden he's gone, no communication, and then she flips the script and gets a new place and now is not comfortable.
Yeah, there's something bigger that's underneath this, I think.
Yeah. Like, something else is going on. I don't want to jump to cheating accusations, but it kind of seems that way.
I'm not sure if I'm comfortable with you living until we're married.
But weren't you already?
Weren't you intending on getting married? So the whole point is to try out living together, which was what you were doing before you got deployed.
Yeah. Weird. This is such a weird flip. Or maybe she's just deciding, like, instead of being upfront and saying, like, ooh, him being deployed doesn't work for me, this is, like, her trying to find a way out.
Yeah. Yeah, that could also be
it. I could totally see that. But, like, then just say that. Like, this is – now you're playing games.
Again, communication issues.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't know how to communicate at all, evidently.
Right? Right? It's like, okay.
Gosh.
For context, our relationship has never been – ideal. Oh, then buddy, why'd you engage her? Why'd you put a ring on that finger? You seem to be a very quality man. Like, you seem to, like, take care of her.
Maybe
her up.
Maybe, you know, there's other qualities.
Yeah, maybe he's, like, lackluster in some ways that we just will never hear about. But, right? Like, he, like, really took care of her. He put her up. And so, you know, then you engage her because she's not ideal. Like, what? What's happening?
And maybe she has some qualities, if you know what I'm saying.
I mean, she's showing them right now. We have had large fights that could have ended the whole relationship, and both of us have done hurtful things to the other in the past, which is part of the reason why I've delayed marriage. Okay. Mm. The truth comes out.
Yeah.
Mostly to see if we can work through our problems. But now I'm feeling like she's making moves to push me away and that she may be preparing for a breakup, but keeping me around to collect a steady paycheck and finance her move renovations.
Yeah.
Girly pop.
Yeah, I think he's seen it come from a mile away.
Yeah. I feel like he's starting to, like, he's putting the puzzle together and he's starting to put it, like, it's all starting to make sense.
He's just asking for validation from Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, we still have good moments together and laugh. We're still doing long distance dating, like watch movies through Zoom and eating together. We still talk about the future together and how the little garden is going to be so pretty, or how she wants pets and a fish tank. So maybe I'm overreacting. After all, I still love her enough to have gotten engaged to her. I'm still away from home, so my problem is further exacerbated. Is that a word?
Exacerbated?
Exacerbated. Thank you. Yeah. I don't know if that's how that's spelled. I think that's spelled incorrectly.
Yeah, maybe.
But as a dyslexic, I wouldn't know. By the distance and time zone shift, would I be the a-hole if I broke up with her for this? Part of me is terrified I'm going to come back with my accounts drained and my duplex emptied. The other part of me is worried that if I overreact, I could be throwing away this relationship.
Ooh.
This is tough.
It is really tough. Because you don't want to accuse her of anything and have her, you know, flip out. But at the same time, like, I don't think he's entirely wrong.
I don't know if I would end the relationship.
No.
I don't think he's the a-hole at all.
No.
Like, he has done, it's, from what we've heard, from what he's written, because, like, sometimes the OPs, the original, like, person writing this, they're not a, like, reliable narrator, and they'll write only from their perspective.
And they're leaving out, like, certain things.
Right, yeah. Like, key details. But yeah. Here, I don't think he's the a-hole, but I do think they, like you said, they need to talk.
They need to have a sit down talk and clarify and see where they're really at, you know. But I don't know if she's gonna be able to give him that just based on what he's saying about her personality. And it seems like maybe she has, like, an avoidant attachment style.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
definitely. I could totally see that.
Maybe, like, anxious avoidant.
Oh, what is that like? Where you just avoid conflict because you're anxious, or like what's that?
Yeah, it means that you get attached, but when things are bad, like you withdraw.
Interesting. Okay, I could see that. Guess what?
What?
There's an update 3 months later. Oh my gosh! What do we think?
Here we go.
What do we think? I have a feeling they're still together.
Yeah.
I theorize they're still together. I want to theorize that it goes well for him, but I don't think it is.
Yeah. Do you think they've had the talk yet?
Ooh, good question. I'm going to say yeah, because 3 months later, that's a lot of time.
That's a lot of time.
Like,
yeah.
Especially if he's back. Like, what are they going to do? Like, live in the townhouse and just support each other?
Yeah, right?
I mean, they might.
So we'll see.
Oh, right out the gate. 3 months later, I broke up with her.
Oh, well, we got that one wrong.
Yeah, right? We were, like, hoping for the best, and he's like, nah, dog. No, it's done.
I'm out.
Wow. Okay, good on him. Good on him if that's what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
I broke up with her. I'll do an update post in the near future, but this is the gist of why I broke up with her. While I had contact during one of our port calls. Then I came back and she had moved out of the apartment. Wait, whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa, she just took everything and moved out.
Ah, wow.
Okay.
Flew away.
I'm still figuring out how much all the damages are totaling up since I need to get my car fixed. And she took some of my stuff too, like my TV and my cookware.
That's kind of...
What a bitch.
Yeah.
Don't take the cookware.
What the hell?
Honestly, I had an ex do that. I had an ex take all the cookware, but also because he...
Petty.
He cooked more than me, so, like, I kind of get it. I was like, you know what? You can take it. It's fine.
Yeah.
But besides those, it's not been bad. I still have my money in the bank, and a credit report has showed that I have had no new credit cards in my name. So, all in all, it's not as bad as it could have been. Okay.
Oh, that's good.
So, there is another update 2 weeks later.
Oh, like, did they get back together?
You know, I don't think so. I don't think they get back together.
Maybe just some news.
Maybe they just like hooked up one more time. Mm-hmm. They were like one more little shaboink before we call the quits.
Need some closure.
Yeah. I just need some closure, okay? You left me high and dry. Honestly, I feel like he's just going to talk about like the details of like how they split up.
Mm-hmm.
Is kind of because he said he would give more details later on.
So that's what's probably going to happen here.
Yeah. Do we think he broke... I mean, he said he broke it off with her.
Yeah.
Do we think that she handled it well?
Mm. My guess... Well, it kind of felt like she was trying to distance herself, so...
Yeah, I agree.
I think she was looking for that, perhaps. Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. I think she was kind of like, oh, no, don't break up with me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take all my stuff out. But don't break up with me. You know, like, I feel like she's trying to, like... make him be the bad guy and breaking it off.
Right.
In my opinion, I could be totally wrong.
I mean, that's one way to get your move funded.
Yeah. Just use the last person you were with while they're on deployment.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you so much for all the money. Oh, no. Oh. I'm going to buy a townhouse instead of living in the duplex because I don't want to live with you when we're not married.
And just say that it's not working out because of everyone else to cover.
Right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And it's crazy.
I dislike. But anyways, the update 2 weeks later. So first I want to say thank you to everybody who took the time to read my situation and give me advice. I have held off on updating for a while since I wanted to see how things would play out before I finally called the matter closed. Shortly after making the post and having some deep conversations with my best friend, I finally made the decision to take action. The next day I went to the bank and revoked her power of attorney privilege and canceled all reoccurring allowances to her before I talked to her. Oh. Oh. So he did all that before they broke it off.
Yeah. Well, it must have been a gut feeling.
Yeah.
You know, like, ooh, like I feel like I'm being used.
Yeah.
You know, and it is his money.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I hear you. I think you're onto something.
Yeah.
I don't, but like before you talk, well, I guess he's doing it before he broke off with her also because like what if she retaliates?
Right. And that's what I would be afraid of too if I were in that situation.
Yeah.
Especially if you're like fully financially supporting somebody, mm-hmm. they're going to get defensive if.
Yeah. If you're pulling out the rug,
it's like, oh,
say.
Yeah.
After it got to that point, I gave up. I hung up, silenced her notifications and went to bed. Wait, what? Oh, hang on. I was like, wait, huh? Like, I skipped a paragraph. My bad. I called her after I was done with all that and tried to broach my concerns gently. The response I got was poor, to say the least. Despite my best efforts to be gentle, the situation quickly escalated until she told me that she bought the new house because she didn't trust that I wouldn't kick her out.
Wow. So there's some trust issues here.
This is messy.
And maybe it had to do with the fact that things weren't ideal between them and they had all those fights and said things that, you know, made her think that.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, I would love her to write in because, like, I want to know, has he been untrustworthy? Because he did do a lot for her, but, you know, like, there's some Reddit stories where, like, the guys go out of their way to, like, put you in this house and, like, make sure you don't have a job, and then they, like, trap you. So what if it's that kind of situation?
Yeah, maybe we're not getting all the details here.
Yeah. I mean, Reddit, we never are. We're just jumping to conclusions.
Yeah, we're getting one side of the story.
Exactly. Which, you know, can be great if it's the truth. But, like, you know what they say. There's, like, two sides of the story and then the truth. Yeah, so
it's all about perspective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now this paragraph. After it got to the point, I gave up. I hung up, silenced her notifications, and went to bed. I texted her the next day informing her about how the POA had been revoked and how I wasn't giving her any more money. Since she was on the lease, I told her if she decided to stay in my apartment, she would be responsible for paying half of the rent if she didn't move out before I got back. Then I muted her and didn't talk to her again before I went underway. I think muting is a good choice.
Yeah.
Especially if she retaliated a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean,
gotta protect your peace.
Yeah. I would have given her a chance to at least respond and then mute.
Yeah.
Just to make sure. Because then she could communicate, like, oh, I'm going to stay till this date. Is that okay? Yeah, yeah. Like, you kind of have to leave the door open a little bit to communicate. But if she explodes at you, then obviously mute, block, do what you got to do.
Right.
I finished the rest of the deployment. We only got one more port call for a couple days on the way back home from mission. I took the time to call her to find out some things. She tried to guilt trip me by telling me how much she missed me and how she got hurt during her new work. I found out during the call she was still living in my apartment. That day I messaged her again, telling her that she was not welcome in my home and she needed to get out and that we are no longer together before I muted her for the duration of my port call. Good.
Damn.
Good.
Dang.
I came back home in early May. She moved out of my apartment, took all of her stuff with her. She took a couple of my things, like my TV and my kitchen appliances, but the bulk of my things were still there, so I didn't get legal authorities involved. My place was disgusting. It felt like it hadn't been cleaned since the day I left. So I had to spend 3 hours that first day back cleaning. Wow.
Wow.
I got it done cleaning and found out the shower was fully clogged by the time I got back from the hardware store with a drain snake and the water was still standing. That's bad.
That's real bad.
Nasty girl.
Yeah. What the heck?
Like, she was not taking care of, like, that.
And you got engaged to this woman?
Yeah. Like, yikes.
Was she cleaning before?
Like, I mean, well, if we believe what she says about, like, them not living together and not being married first, he probably had no idea that she was so messy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is why, like, before you move in with somebody, like, go see their apartment.
Test it out.
Go see their apartment. Smell their sheets. Yeah. Stick your nose on their sheets and go... And if it's stanky,
like, nah.
Then no panky.
we all said.
If it's stanky, no panky. Like, wash your sheets.
Yeah, come on, guys. Once nasty. A week.
Yeah.
Once a week.
Please. Or at all.
Something.
Let me see. I lost my spot. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
I normally sleep. Let me see. Oh, and when I went to bed, I found that the place where I normally sleep had a big hole stabbed into it. Oh my gosh. And her side
okay,
of the bed.
Okay, that's kind of psychotic.
Right? And her side of the bed had a big blood pee stain. I assume she had her period. So I basically had to refurnish my entire house, which has been an expensive ordeal, including a new mattress, TV, kitchen appliances.
What the?
Luckily, my bank accounts are fine. She has no access to them, so I have no monetary issues. But I have not talked to her since. I've been back, and I don't think I want to after she's treated me. Yeah, and treated your stuff.
I mean, like, a stab hole on his side of the bed is kind of concerning.
That's crazy.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... That's some next level stuff right that's there.
Like delusional, not in the cute way.
That's, no.
That's Delulu in a new way.
Yeah.
Is that going to be this episode? Like Delulu? Are they Delulu? But
yeah.
In a bad way?
That. Yeah, I love that. Yes.
Oh, but he ends it with, it just really sucks that things had to end this way.
Aww. Oh, that's so sad.
That makes me kind of sad for OP. Yeah. Aw.
Poor OP.
Lots of people are saying that they are obviously not the a-hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, where is the a-holery?
Yeah. And especially the way the whole story was framed, I mean, does not sound like the a-hole at all.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, we don't know all the details, but, like, with what we've been given, I would very comfortably say this person's not the a-hole.
Definitely.
Let me see.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, a comment here. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people don't realize, like it or not, engaging in litigation is still continuation of the relationship. It may not be romantic relationship anymore, but it's a type of relationship. So once it's over, a lot of us aren't looking for reasons to reengage, even if money or principles are on the line, just not worth it for the most part.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Someone else says, it also sounds like the damages was pretty minor. A TV, mattress, cookware is going to be less than $2,000, and OP will have to prove that they were his and that she took damage them through negligence or intent, as opposed to normal use accident. Doesn't even sound like she did finance the decoration through him, as he said in the first post, no new credit. Okay, so basically what they're saying is that, like, even if he wanted to take her to court, it wouldn't add up to being worth it.
No.
In their opinion. But I would be scared, like we talked about with the stab in the mattress.
That's what I'm, it's like, that kind of seems like a little bit of a liability there.
That's like, a little dark.
It's kind of dark. I would be a little afraid for my life, maybe.
Restraining order, possibly.
Yeah.
I don't know if they could qualify for one, but like, I don't know. I'd look into it.
And I'd be taking pictures of all that.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, I agree. Yikes. There is a final update, I think. Mm. Let me see. Oh, no, there's no final update. That's it.
Oh, that's it?
His last note was it just really sucks things had to end this way.
Yeah. But it seems like it's kind of a good riddance situation.
I agree. It sounded like they were not compatible. Like, there's lots of trust issues. Lots going on there.
Yep. And yeah, ultimately, they probably would not have made it work.
Yeah. Good thing he didn't get married.
Yeah.
Although he did a lot of the things that you would do when you get married, like signing over, you know, all the things. All your stuff. So that's pretty scary. A good test run, I guess. A poor test run.
Yeah. He found out.
he found out. He sure did. Ooh, so stressful.
Yeah.
All right. I was scrolling on Best of Redditor updates and I found us another juicy one. Crystal, are you ready?
I am so ready for this.
This title had me gagged.
Gagged?
Yeah. Like it's a lot, right?
It's Delulu.
It's so Delulu. Like, okay, hear me out. Okay, ready? A year ago, I, 27 female, broke up with my lying boyfriend, 27 male. Today, I found out that everyone else was lying and he was being truthful.
Oh, I just got goosebumps in the worst way.
Yeah.
It makes me sick. That's like, so sad.
I'm kind of scared to read this one, but we're going to dive in. You ready?
We're going
to
go right in.
Here we go. Ooh. Okay. First impression, though, I feel like I want to know how she found out that he wasn't lying. That's all I care about.
Yeah. We have to know.
Yeah. A year ago, I was about to move in with my first serious boyfriend, Josh, with whom I was head over heels in love with. When one of my closest friends said that Josh had shown them a nude photo of me on his phone when he was drunk during a party. 5 or 6 more of my friends corroborated the story and told me that Josh also talked in extreme detail about our sex life when showing the photo. It was sickeningly detailed.
Wow.
Okay, but like he's kind of bragging though.
I mean, like, that's what I was going to say. I mean, like, I'm the kind of person that if someone does that, like, I feel good. It's like, yeah, talk about me.
Yeah. You know? I mean, okay, but we don't know if they have boundaries on that, though. If they're like, listen, what we do in the bedroom stays between us. But, like, right. I think I'd be a little flattered that he was – I mean, we're two completely different people than this person.
That's true.
And we love the attention, so
– yeah.
This would apply for us, but you got to have these conversations with your partner.
You do. You got to communicate.
Continuing on. This did not sound at all like Josh. When I'd asked him what the fuck was going on, he denied everything. He eventually got very angry and started calling all my friends liars. At one point, he showed up at my place while some of them were visiting, and things got a little physical.
Like with him and the friends?
It was really a very strange turn of events in my life. They don't tell us.
They don't tell us?
That's all we got. That sounds like they got into an altercation.
Like him and her?
No, it sounds like him and the friends. And I'm assuming some of them might be male.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's a little scary.
Mm-hmm. Sounds a little sketch.
Yeah. Josh seemed so worked up and all of my close friends were calling him a liar. Josh had taken photos of me on his phone, which I know was stupid, but in the heat of the moment and everything. So I trusted my friends and broke up with Josh. It was heart-wrenching. Josh begged me to believe him. He started tearing up, nearly punched the wall. Okay. And left angrily. Okay, Josh.
Yeah, not Josh. Great. Yeah. Mm-mm. Take a deep breath, Josh.
Mm-mm. Like, don't punch the wall. Don't. That is not, like, I know a lot of our audience, it's split like 50-50, like male, female. But for the guys out there or people, any gender that get mad or heated in these kinds of arguments, this does not make you look good at all. Like, I will never believe somebody that will punch a hole in the wall. If anything, it makes it look the opposite way.
Yeah, if you're not calm and you're like, well, if you don't believe me, you don't believe me, then I think that you're upset about the fact that maybe I'm right.
Yeah, I feel like the outburst like this to me says, like, all people caught me.
Yes, exactly.
Which, yeah, don't like that. Yikes.
Yikes.
All right. Yikes. Oh, yikes. OP also adds, I was really grossed out at the time and felt super conflicted. Fair. A few months later, I started dating one of the friends, Alex, who had told me about Josh showing everyone the photo. I'm gonna call it right now. Yeah. Alex wanted to date you, and all your friends wanted to hook you and Alex up.
Yep, that's what I was thinking from the beginning. It's like, they're trying to shoot their shot is what it is. Yep. And yeah, they're trying to ruin your relationship to be able to do that.
Yep, yeah. Like, there's no way that this is coincidental.
No.
Oof.
That's where we're headed right now.
Yeah, we are on the slippery slope.
Yeah, we are.
Oof. All my friends were pushing me to date Alex at the time. Yeah, there we go. We didn't really sync, and it didn't go past a few months, but we remained friends of sorts. So today, another friend sends me a message that says he just wanted to get something off his chest. The story about Josh wasn't true, and we were really trying to get me to date Alex. So they made up that story about Josh after talking to a few other people, including Alex. It all comes out that they were lying.
We called it.
Yeah.
We called it.
It was this fucking orchestrated bullshit event that totally changed my life forever. Apparently, they hated Josh and thought he was bad for me and an asshole. That was my fucking decision. I am shaking right now.
Yeah, I would be too. That's diabolical, honestly. Yeah.
This is like your friend group.
This is your friend group. Nice friends.
Yeah, I would. Bye.
Yeah.
And the one that like actually came out and told you, I think I could forgive because they had the balls to tell you.
To be real and honest, yeah, and upfront, like, hey. Like, just want to let you know.
Wouldn't forgive them right away.
No.
Eventually, I could be like, you know what? I appreciate you at least being honest because no one else fucking was.
No one else was, yeah.
I cried in the office bathroom for about 2 hours afterwards. Ugh, I love Josh so much. We were planning a life together and I've been friends with that group since high school. What the actual fuck? Delete them.
High school
friends, they're terrible.
That's so rough.
Yeah.
The fact that like your childhood friends would treat you like that is just a big nope from me.
Ugh, bye. Get rid of them.
New friends.
Yeah. Because what they said, I think OP said they were like 27. So you can always make new friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I'm supposed to stop talking to my friends, right? I cannot possibly come back from this and still talk to them. Dang, OP's reading our mind.
Yeah.
This basically nukes my group of friends, but how could I ever even look at them again? Yeah, don't look at them again. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Also, I need closure with Josh. Yes, you do.
Yeah. Because they sabotaged the hell out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I call him? Should I call him? Should I unblock him on Facebook and message him? What do I do? Yes.
Yes to all of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
Does it get spicy?
November 6th. 2015. Oh, this is a couple years ago. So a little bit later. Even though everyone seems to think this was a terrible idea, I sent Josh an email on Friday. I copied it here. Josh, I don't know if you're still connected to anyone on Facebook, but if you are, you probably already know why I'm sending you this. And I know it's totally unfair and selfish to contact you, but I cannot imagine going through the rest of my life without apologizing. Mm. So before I say a bunch of embarrassing things, more than anything, I want to say I'm sorry I did not trust you. I'm sorry I let other people decide our relationship. I'm sorry for what I put you through. Mm. But I figure this might be my only chance to say this. So here comes the really lame, embarrassing stuff. I spent the past day thinking about the past year, where I would be if I'd believed you. What would my life be like? Would we be engaged? Would we be married? I'm not over you. I want to try again. I'm not asking you to marry me, but if you ever find yourself thirsty, I would love to buy you a beverage of your choice. I want to talk to you again. I miss everything about our relationship. I miss you getting annoyed when I stole your French fries. I miss fighting with you over money. I miss making you breakfast. I miss watching The Office with you over and over and over. Aww. I miss you. My information is still the same. I would not blame you if you ignored and deleted this. Just know that I know. I'm really sorry.
That was heartfelt. Aww. That was heartfelt.
It was very like casually heartfelt. Like you could tell that they had a really good bond.
It was cute. Aww. Yeah. Very wholesome.
Yeah. There's still a little bit more.
Updates?
Not quite yet. There's a little bit more to this update, but it says, so I sent it and tried to take my mind off it. Just writing it and sending it was extremely cathartic. I can imagine. You probably felt so much better.
So much relief. Yeah.
I spent Saturday morning sitting around watching old movies when someone rang my doorbell. Assuming it was Amazon, I ignored it and waited for the delivery driver to leave it so I could sneak out and grab the package. I do the same thing. I wait for them to leave.
I don't want
to
see people.
Yeah. I don't want them to see me in my pajamas. After a minute or two, I walked over to the door and looked through the hole.
Was it him?
It was Josh.
Oh!
Ah! Oh my gosh. Oh. Obviously, my heart was leapt into my throat. I had been compulsively checking my phone for a response, but was not expecting something like that. Everything in my house, including me, was pretty disheveled. I cracked the door, smiled, and said hi. I told him I had to get dressed really quick. What a terrible interaction. So I ran around my place throwing shit into corners, pulled my hair back, found something to wear, went back to my door. Why? This happens to me all the time. People show up and I'm like, and I just got to power screams. Clean. Yeah. I'm like, give me one second. Give me a moment. I'm here for that beverage. Oh, that's so cute. Oh, I love this. I had only OJ in water, which was also pretty embarrassing, but Josh stuck around anyways. He didn't ask many questions, really. I started to talk about the nude photo incident, but he said he didn't really care to talk about it. Hmm. We both know all the details now. Yeah. The conversation eventually grew a bit aimless, and we were just talking like old times. It was wonderful. He asked if I was hungry. I wasn't really, but of course I said I was. We went to a nearby burger place that we used to go to all the time. He did ask whether or not had I dated Alex. Ooh, so he knew.
He knew.
He knew that he knew. Like, he had a suspicion about Alex, yep. Like trying to creep in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. I don't know.
He didn't seem upset by my answer. I asked him if he had dated anyone. He had a 6-month relationship in the interim. She sounded great, but I didn't pry. Oh, so was he still with her?
Yeah, that's the real question.
That's interesting. When we got back to my place, Josh asked what I was doing for the rest of the day. I don't have plans. We spent the rest of the day together, then the night. It's totally stupid to move that fast, but I'm not going to spend much time worrying about it.
Ooh.
I'm feeling happy. I mean, honestly, you dated him. Like, yeah. You probably did that before.
You've been there.
The history.
You've done that.
So romantic.
And it's cute.
I'm not going to spend much time worrying about it. I'm feeling happy. We spent part of Sunday together, too. Then Tuesday and Wednesday.
Wow.
We discussed what we were doing. Two single people dating each other was the consensus. Exclusive? Yes. I think the world of him and will always regret what happened. No matter what, though, I'm extremely happy I sent the letter to him. It's interesting to think that if he had actually done what everyone accused him of, and then I took him back, I would have probably had trust issues. Now, obviously, I trust him to the core. He could tell me the world was flat and I'd have trouble questioning him. Mm. Just a weird thought I've been having. So that's the story. We are together again. Will it work out? I hope so. No matter what, things are better today than they were last week.
Aww. Aww. Well, that was a good ending.
That was so wholesome.
It was not like the last one.
Yeah, right? I'm like, is there an update?
Is there?
Oh, hang on. I got to put my phone back on regular mode to see. Sorry for the audio. It doesn't look like there's an update.
So that was it. Happy ending.
I wanted like one more little like juicy bit. We're engaged. I was like,
what else is there?
Now we're engaged.
Aw.
Ooh, I got a short one.
Okay.
But I think it might be a little tea.
A little tea?
Ooh, do we think anybody in the story was Delulu? Do we feel like somebody in that last story was Delulu at all, like in a bad way?
I think she might have been a little Delulu to, I mean, it's tough. Like, I feel like I would try to trust my partner.
Yeah.
You know?
And over a bunch of your friends corroborating the story, though.
I know. That's the thing that sucks. Is like, these are childhood friends, too.
Yeah.
So where do you go with that, right?
I don't blame OP for making any of the decisions she made, to be honest. Because, like, if a bunch of people told me that somebody did something that made me feel wildly uncomfortable, like...
Then I might question the relationship as well. Yeah.
Yeah. I would totally do exactly what she did in this scenario. Because, like, the fact that they all corroborated it...
It made him seem pretty at fault, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I think the only moment where I feel like somebody was a little Delulu was him punching the hole in the wall and them all, like, starting to fight.
Yeah.
That to me was a little bit like...
That was kind of Delulu. Like, let's not get physical, guys.
Violence is not the answer.
Never the answer.
We both would know because we've definitely thrown drinks on people.
Yeah, we have.
I've actually talked about it on the podcast before.
You have? What?
Yeah, I've totally told that story. It's not great. I'll send you the episode. You can watch it in your spare time. And then if we have you back, if everybody enjoys watching this episode, we'll have you back. And then you can either tell that story or you can tell another fun story.
I would love to.
All right. Our last Reddit story for today comes from Relationship Advice. My boyfriend, male 41, broke up with me, female 35, last night because I lied to him. First impression?
Kind of a little bit Delulu to lie to your partner.
Yeah.
I will say.
I don't know. Because we all tell, like, little white lies, right? Like, we all tell, like, little ones. You know what I'm saying? Just, like, little guys.
I mean, if I've ever done anything, it's just leave out some information.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. I see
so,
what you're saying.
And that is kind of lying.
It is. I mean, I think breaking up with somebody over a lie, like, obviously we need the context to figure out, like, what is the lie.
Yeah. But how big is it?
I feel like the boyfriend is going to be Delulu in this.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to predict. I'm going to predict she's being Delulu.
Okay.
Are you going to predict that she's being Delulu?
No, she's the one that lied, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to predict that she's being a little Delulu here.
All right. Let's dive in, find out who's right.
Let's see.
My boyfriend of a year broke up with me last night. He's 40 run. 40 ren. Wow. I'm really good at reading.
Wee.
My boyfriend of a year broke up with me last night. He's 41, who we will call Matt, and I'm 35. He has 4 beautiful sons that I love more than anything. Ooh, kids are involved. Oh, no.
Oh, messy.
Oh, no. Now, messy. I think you're going to be right. Oh, no. We have a mutual friend who happens to be my ex.
Oh, no. Oh.
I think you're going to be right.
Oh, yeah. This does not
I'm bailing on my boat. No, I'm going to stand on my boat. I'll stand on it.
Okay.
Maybe it turns around. Maybe. Oh, okay, here we go. Let's call the ex Adam. I have still continued my friendship with the ex, even though my boyfriend has said he's uncomfortable. Ooh.
Yeah, this is pretty Delulu.
It's pretty. 3 sentences in, we're already like yep.
Yeah. Questionable.
Yep. Oh, no. Oh, it gets worse. The next sentence gets worse.
No.
Oh, gosh. I also work for my ex. Adam is his bookkeeper. I think it's safe to guess that you were right in your prediction.
I think it's pretty safe.
It's pretty safe to guess that. But we're going to keep reading anyways because maybe it all turns around.
We'll see.
I don't think so. But my boyfriend is a diesel mechanic and works hard every day to provide for our family.
Mm.
He has allowed me to only work part-time and we live pretty comfortably. Let's also add in that we are members about Alcohol Anonymous, which is important for the context of this post. Wait, they're members. So does that mean that they're in AA?
Or have they struggled with themselves or are they helping other
That's what I'm trying to understand.
Yeah.
I feel like that means that they're volunteering with AA, like they're helping other people that are in it.
Okay.
That's what I would guess.
That's what I would guess too, because they didn't say, oh, we both are in AA.
Yeah. Let us know in the comments below if we're getting that wrong, because I would love to be educated on that.
Samesies.
Let's see. We usually go la 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 la. Okay. Let's also add in that we are members about Alcohol Anonymous, which is important for the context of this post. Matt and I usually go to a certain meeting every Monday. He didn't want to go, so I decided I wanted to go to a different meeting where I know my ex would be. Oof. I found out from another friend that my ex was not going to be at that meeting and was going to be speaking at another meeting across town. So I changed my plans. I've never cheated on my boyfriend, but was looking for attention outside of the relationship because I felt like I wasn't getting it at home.
Well, that's your first mistake right there, is the self-awareness that you felt that way and you still made that decision.
Yep.
Rather than talking to your boyfriend about getting more attention.
Yeah.
Right? Or your husband. It's the husband, right? Or because they have kids together?
It says boyfriend.
Okay, boyfriend.
Which like...
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
You made a choice. I think it's okay to go to the other meeting, though, to support your friend who's publicly speaking. But the fact that you flat out said that you went because you weren't getting attention at home.
Yeah, the intention was not to go support your friend. The intention was to get attention.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which is pretty shady. Let's be real. It's pretty DeLulu.
Very DeLulu. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, I picked a bad side on this one. I called my boyfriend Matt on the way home from the meeting to try and make some excuse up because I had a feeling he already knew what was going on. He broke up with me. I don't blame him. Matt and I have a very strong relationship and don't have many issues. I know I lied to him and broke his trust. I'm so scared that there's no coming back from this. I'm not sure what to do. He let me stay at home last night and he slept on the couch. I usually get up in the mornings and get his youngest son on the bus, but this morning, he would not let me. As he was walking out the door, I asked him, "What do you want me to do?" And he said, "I don't want you to do anything. I have so many regrets and would go back and do anything to change what I did." I called him a couple times since he left for work and he hasn't answered. I'm going to give him space for now and hope that he'll talk to me when he gets home. I'm not sure if this is the right thing to do. I need help. I'm so scared to lose him and to lose our family. He's such a good man and I hate that I hurt him.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's a real tough one. I mean, she already made the mistake. Like, yeah, she didn't have sex with anybody or that kind of thing. But it's still, in my head, it's still cheating if you went there with the intention of like getting attention without talking about
Yeah. I mean, all you had to do was tell your partner that, like,
I'm feeling neglected recently. Yes. Is there any way we can reconcile that?
Plan a date night, like, you know,
spice things up a little,
find a sitter for the kids, you know, like try to, the more that you're honest about how you're feeling about something, I think if you were honest about that, you would have gotten the attention from your partner that you went to go seek from your ex.
Yeah.
And then you would have felt more fulfilled. You would have felt better about it. But
And it puts the boyfriend in a tough place because now he's like, well, she's able to lie about that. What else is she able to lie about?
Exactly.
Which makes it really unstable and feel unsafe. And so she has to kind of tread carefully now. And my recommendation would be couples therapy if he's even open to it, right?
Yeah, but definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's no, like, usually Reddit votes on if they're the a-hole or not. And they actually didn't come to a conclusion on it. So it's across the board. But a lot of the comments say, like, leave him alone.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of made a decision at this point.
Yeah, like this person says, this feels like a post to show the significant other. See, I didn't do any more than that. Why should he believe anything you say?
Exactly.
Just leave him alone. You broke the trust. So just respect that he wants to leave.
Yeah. Or at the very least, give him some space.
Yeah.
You know, cool off. And yeah.
Oh, this one's interesting. You've been together for a year and have already moved in and reduced your work. You're chasing your ex as soon as your boyfriend is busy for you. Get your life together. You're an adult and you're too old for this nonsense.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. You need a stable job and a stable home of your own.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Period. Reddit be clocking then.
Yeah, Reddit be giving good advice.
Like, Reddit people are ruthless. Like,
In the best ways sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Sometimes people need to hear that. Like, she probably needed to hear that.
Yeah, she needed to hear she needed to get her ish together.
Yep.
But thank you so much for coming on this episode and reading some Reddit stories with me.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love listening to these. I'm addicted. It's, me too. It's my guilty DeLulu pleasure.
Sometimes I'll do it right before bed, you know?
Yes. Yeah. That's like drama. My goal is to like make a whole like 2-hour episode and then title it like Reddit stories for you to fall asleep to.
I love that.
Yeah. So cool. And like I know you do ASMR, so like maybe maybe we plan one where like we do that together. Where
that would be so fun.
And, like, whisper all the stories.
Whisper them and talk about them.
Although I don't know if people on this channel would appreciate whispering. So let us know in the comments down below if that's something you'd be interested in.
Yeah. Do you like whispering? Do you hate whispering?
Yeah. Because we could just like actually talk normally and then just like crank the volume down too. Like, right. You know, whichever, whatever. You let us know. Yeah. What you like. You let us know. Oh, and tell everybody where they can find you on social media.
Yeah. So right now I have an Instagram. It's KrystalKitten95, KrystalKitten95, Kitten. 95, and you can find me on TikTok and Snapchat at the same @.
Amazing. So,
yeah. And then I also do have a website. I got to update my travel section, but it's just crystal-kitten.com.
I got to get me a website. I actually clicked to my face and I was like, oh, that's a good idea. Because I totally forgot that I need to get one of those too.
Do it.
But you all know where to find me on social media. Dare Taylor Official on Instagram with the blue check mark. And there's all the links and everything you need to know over there. And be sure to follow us on Instagram. And our podcast also has a Patreon where we interview all of our guests. Although, unfortunately, I forgot to key up an episode for Crystal. So you have to definitely come back so that way our guests can ask you some questions.
I'd love that.
Yeah. So be sure to support the podcast. And don't forget to stay DeLulu because it's the Salulu. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Subscribe.
Subscribe.